your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 82 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 63 tonight, 91 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen offering sharp criticism of U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods, promising to reconfigure the import taxes while her department continues to review them. Before the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday, she said the administration inherited a set of Section 301 tariffs imposed by the Trump administration that thinks really weren't designed to serve the strategic interests of the U.S. She said while China is guilty of unfair trade practices, she said it's American consumers and businesses that are being hurt by the tariffs on more than $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. China responded to those Section 301 tariffs during the Trump administration by hitting U.S. agriculture exports with retaliatory tariffs. China then agreed to waive some of those tariffs on an ad hoc basis if importers applied for temporary exemptions after the two countries brokered the Phase 1 trade agreement. China agreed under the 2020 phase-out deal to lift key trade barriers to U.S. ag, as well as buy about $80 billion worth of U.S. farm commodities over a two-year period. The National Pork Producers announcing the culmination of a strategic planning and repositioning effort that will help shape the future of the next generation of pork producers. Under the direction of new leadership, NPPC unveiled a new brand identity to symbolize the organization's transformation and focus on driving growth within the U.S. pork industry. With the food production landscape changing and increasing complexity of issues facing U.S. pork producers, a task force of industry leaders developed a five-year strategic plan to ensure focus of the top priorities. The task force identified trade, foreign animal disease, labor, and preserving producers' freedom to operate as priority advocacy issues for the pork producers. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free Fountain Drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Summertime, and many students are enjoying their summertime vacation. However, some high schoolers across the state are still working on preparing for their ACTs, and with that ACT comes a little bit of anxiety, as it has been a little bit more difficult to prepare over the last couple of years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But individuals like Hazel Darrow, the owner of Sylvan Learning Center, says that as students try to prepare, they want to try and make them feel more comfortable and confident when taking the test.
They are like every other student that's walking in there. There really are not that many that are not really nervous about it. But anxiety is something you allow to happen. So they just need to breathe, take care of their thoughts.
That audio with our partners over at Cake News that they go on to talk about, with anxiety being a big factor, taking the ACT to try to remember to calm down and be relaxed during the test taking, and remember that you can take it as many times as needed. The American Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty at Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com. Offers with approved credit discussed. You shall not call. Income financing offers must be combined with expired months.
The city of Wichita plans to settle a lawsuit over the fatal shooting of a man by police back in 2012. And as the Wichita City Council is expected to approve a near $175,000 settlement this week with the mother of a 24-year-old, Troy Lanning. He was killed by Officer Randy Williamson back in April 2012 after a police pursuit and foot chase. The lawsuit claims that Lanning was shot as he raised his hands to comply with the officer's demands, then was shot again as he lay on the ground. He said he admitted no liability in the case. His attorneys argued that Williamson was justified in using force because he believed that Lanning was a threat. In other news, Kansas Appeals Court Judge Anthony Powell is set to retire starting on June 30th. As a court spokeswoman announced on Monday this week that Powell intended to step down from the court, which he had served with since January of 2013. Before being appointed to the appeals court, Powell was a district court judge in Sedgwick County for 11 years. He also served four terms in the Kansas House of Representatives. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Republican Governor hopeful Jim Pillen has officially scored the endorsement of the Nebraska Cattlemen, a top advocacy group for the state's ranchers. Pillen, a veterinarian and the owner of a hog farm operation, is running to replace current Governor Pete Ricketts, a fellow Republican who leaves the office in January due to being term limited out. Brenda Messick, the chairwoman of the Nebraska Cattlemen's Political Action Committee, says that Pillen has, quote, walked in our shoes, end quote, as an agricultural producer and would be a strong advocate for the industry in the capital. In other news, a federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit against prosecutors filed by the family of a white Nebraska bar owner who killed himself after being charged in the fatal shooting of a black man during the 2020 racial injustice protests. The U.S. District Judge John Girard said in a court order this week that there is no legal basis to conclude that Douglas County prosecutors are liable for the death of 38-year-old Jake Gardner. Gardner was charged with manslaughter and other felonies back on May 30th of 2020. Mid-America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A new law passed in 2014 by the Kansas legislature prohibits party members from switching parties June 10th through the August primary. Registered voters who are affiliated with a party may not file paperwork to change their party affiliations June 10th through September 1st. Anyone filing paperwork to change parties during this period will be asked to refile the document September 1st or after. A registered voter who is unaffiliated may, however, affiliate with a party during this period and when voting at the primary of requesting an advance ballot. For details, contact your county clerk's office. State Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha, who serves part of Marshall as well as Nemahal and adjacent counties in District 1, earlier this week announced that he is appointed a treasurer and is planning to pursue the office of governor with an official statement forthcoming. Pyle has selected Kathleen Garrison from Hayesville as his running mate. Pyle and Garrison recently changed their party affiliation from Republican to unaffiliated in order to seek the November ballot for the office of governor and lieutenant governor. They ask citizens assist in gathering the 5,000 qualified voter signatures by August 1st for them to file by petition. Pyle is a fourth-generation grain and livestock farmer. He served one term in the Kansas House and currently serves in the Kansas Senate. Maintenance crews in Blue Rapids and Frankfort will continue curbside pickup of limbs today. Washington City staff will pick up lemon tree debris on Monday. Please place debris parallel to the curb in order to facilitate pickup. Do not place tree limbs or debris over or on top of your water meter or utilities. Citizens may also haul tree debris to the city limb disposal sites, no charge. Issues with a broken pipe beneath the Marysville City swimming pool have further delayed opening, as workers have been on the project now for a couple of weeks. The city early this week advised that refunds of season passes were being issued. It's not known a timeline as to when the problem will be fixed or the pool is planning to open. Citywide garage sales are planned this weekend in Waterville. Maps are available at sale locations, convenience stores, and local businesses. The annual Washington County Rodeo begins tonight and continues Saturday night at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Larry Lovgren has details.
Okay, well, starting with Friday night, of course, we have our barbecue meal, pre-barbecue for anybody that comes in the gate there until supplies last. After that, on the entertainment, we've got the War Pony Productions has a ceremonial, I would say, show starting at around 7:15. Then from there on, we're going to go straight into the rodeo and at 7:30. This year, we're proud to announce that we're having a triple sanction this year. We're going to have the CPRA, the KPRA, and Mid-States. So that should bring in quite a few contestants, a little bit bigger show for us. We are having a beer garden again this year. We are proud to announce again that it's going to be the whole arena, the fenced-in arena, of course, and not just one side. And then later on after the rodeo, starting around 9 o'clock, we will have on Friday night the Southern Satellites Band from 9 to midnight, and that's going to be pretty good entertainment. The beer garden will stay open until midnight. And then coming into Saturday, we will have the same production as we had the night before, and we will go through, and on Saturday night, the entertainment will be Tim Strathman and Wild Horses. So that should be a pretty good show as well.
The annual Sam Whymore Day celebration kicks off tonight, continuing Saturday with a full day of activities. Tony Shepherdson updates.
All right, Sam Whymore Days, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. Some of the events, Friday, June 10th, the flea market from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have the free block party downtown Whymore, which will have Poppin' Penelope magic show, carnival games, bounce houses, a slide, water slide. We're going to have a couple food trucks. We're going to have a shine and show car show from 7 to 9 p.m. downtown. And then cruise night at 9 p.m., Little Tugger's pedal tractor pole. And then for adult entertainment later in the evening, Kent Seavey will be at the doghouse, and they'll have a beer garden. Saturday is a full day of events. Again, the flea market starts up at 7 a.m. Pancake feed. We have the 1 mile, 5K, and 1 mile walk. And then we have the big thing is the parade. Check-in from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ, and the parade begins at 10:30. We have fireman's dinner at the fire department and a band's chicken barbecue at McCandless Park, garden tractor pole with the Huff and Puff sled. We have a polka dot entertainment fire show at McCandless Park. And we're going to have 9 p.m. up at Arbor State Park. We're going to have a movie under the stars, and it'll be The Goonies. And that's pretty much wrapped it up.
Herbert J. Herb Pleggy, age 94, of Marysville, passed away May 11th. Funeral service is planned this Saturday, June 11th, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Herb Pleggy. Caleb Bloomer, age 29, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Caleb Bloomer. Eleanor M. Ruggie, age 86, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Ruggie. Robert L. Bob Welch, age 94, of Marysville, passed away June 1st. Massive Christian Burial Tuesday, June 14th at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 6:30 at the church. Chaputbuy Funeral Home of Concordia assisting with arrangements for Bob Welch.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More showers are likely today, staying cloudy before clearing up throughout Saturday, with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout the day on Sunday before a slight chance for some showers throughout Sunday night. More showers possible early on Monday, and temperatures will stay in the hundreds. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 84, record high on this date 109, the average low 63, and the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We received 70 hundredths of an inch of rain overnight at the KNDY studios.
What is the fastest reptile on Earth? We bet you'd never guess. The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 10th, the 161st day of the year. On this day in 1944, Joe Nuxhall took the mound for the Cincinnati Reds and became the youngest ever to play in the majors. He was 15 years old. Turtle lovers should keep their eyes peeled over the next few weeks. For a short time in June, female pond turtles emerge to lay their eggs, and the usually shy reptiles won't be so quick to slip into the water. And while the words quick and turtle are seldom heard together, here's a little-known fact. In the water, the Pacific leatherback can swim up to 22 miles per hour, making it the fastest-moving reptile in the world. We think turtles could shake that reputation for being slow, but they don't like to stick their neck out. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about animals and nature online at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologist and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Women's Softball World Series is officially over. Last night after Game 2, finishes up the series with the Oklahoma Sooners softball team beating Texas, winning their second straight national championship.
I don't think anything will ever compare to that. I love this game, and I'm sad to be walking away from it, but I'm happy that I ended on top, and I'm just so blessed for this journey that God has blessed me with.
That was Jocelyn Allo on KOCO News. The series opener on Wednesday night had Oklahoma beating Texas 16-1. Last night's game finished off 10-5 overall, finishing the three-game series. That is the sixth national softball championship victory for Oklahoma, and that comes in third overall as UCLA tops it off with 12 national championships and Arizona with 8.
Did the hail hit your house? And now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With KCWR's Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in KCWR.
Trust Jay Prater and KCWR Alert, your weather authority. On your side.
The Kansas City Royals are prepping for game number 2 of their 4-game series against the Baltimore Orioles, set for tonight with first pitch at 7:10. And they come away with victory at home last night, 7-5 against the Orioles. This is the third series that the Royals have been at home, having a 3-game series against the Blue Jays, walking away 1-3 in that series. Kansas City also had a 1-3 at their home series against the Astros. By Monday, Kansas City does head back on the road to San Francisco to take on the Giants with first pitch then at 8:45. City is still struggling, sitting at the bottom of the AL Central with an overall record of the season so far at 19-37. They are 11-19 at home and 8-18 on the road. Now that the College Softball Women's World Series is all wrapped up for 2022, the College Baseball World Series Championship is beginning this weekend. Tonight's first game includes Notre Dame sitting at 38-14 against number 1 Tennessee, that's sitting 56-7. Round number 1 also includes number 9 Texas against number 8 East Carolina, and Louisville taking on Texas A&M.
Head down to the 37th inning, 8-man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 11th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. You can see the finest 8-man players in the state, including Xavier Brandt and Caden Dollyhouse of Frankfort and Philip Devley from Hanover. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-man Division II All-Star Game at 1:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 on Saturday at 1 p.m. or via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also on the web, catch Nate Tice of Washington County in the 8-man Division I game with coverage beginning at 9:30 a.m.
Take the worry out of ordering and refilling your propane tanks with Kramer Oil. Great people to work with. Their family has been serving your family since 1976. Customize your account with delivery and automatic refill, prepaid discount, or level billing options available. Hard work, integrity, and dedication to the community are hallmarks that Kramer Oil lives by and promise to deliver for you. Join the family today with a phone call to Kramer Oil in Marysville. Find them online at KramerOil.com.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Robert Zimmerman perhaps sounds like a fairly common name. This young man was born in Duluth, Minnesota, later moving to Hibbing, and after high school, changed his name. And with that name change came a man you most likely know. His story is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Ed Newman shares the story of one of the well-known folks to hail from Duluth, Minnesota.
Bob was Robert Zimmerman at one time. He was born here in St. Mary's Hospital on the Duluth hillside. Lived here till he was 6 years old, then the family moved up to Hibbing.
He's speaking of the man we know as Bob Dylan.
His father was a Zimmerman, came from Odessa in Russia. His mother was a Jewish family from Lithuania. They came to the U.S. through Montreal and settled in Superior, Wisconsin.
Bob grew up listening and playing music. One major event early in his life was when he was 17 years old, and he drove here to Duluth for a concert by Buddy Holly. It was just 2 days before a plane crash would claim the star's life.
Buddy Holly was a major, major influence on Bob's life. He was a singer-songwriter. When Bob came down, he went to that concert, and Bob went up as close to the stage as he could. In a couple of later interviews in his life, he says, "I stood 3 feet away."
By 1961, Bob had moved to New York City. He met another of his music idols, Woody Guthrie, and developed his own folk music. Ed says it was a combination of factors that made his music begin to stand out, but the words of the songs truly made them special.
He was an exceptional lyricist. He just produced word combinations that sizzled. We could say the sky's the limit, or we could say, as in Mr. Tambourine Man, but for the sky there are no fences facing.
While Bob Dylan only occasionally came back to this area where he grew up, the experiences here impacted the content of his music. I'll share how that happened next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your garden well watered down to the roots. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A soaker hose reduces evaporation and puts the water right where it needs to go as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Soaker hose in the heat of summer when there isn't a lot of rainfall. I run the hose down the rows of the garden and let it drip through the soil. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says soaker hoses put the water right where it's needed with no loss to evaporation or wind. It's attached to a regular garden hose and the water seeps through thousands of tiny holes. Placement of the hose is important because Patton says gravity pulls the water flow straight down.
Normally that soaker hose is placed right alongside, let's say it's a row of tomatoes, it's placed right along the side of the tomatoes or a row of green beans, or it may be wrapped a couple of times around the trunk of a young tree. You just got to make sure the water is weaving out into the established root zone of the plant.
The trick is knowing how long to leave it on. Patton says there is no magic number because manufacturers have different flow rates and everyone's water pressure varies. Keep in mind that too much water can cause just as many plant health problems as too little.
Usually the challenge with soaker hoses is a little less at one time, but maybe a little more frequent. So you're just putting enough water into the root system that the plant is using what it needs. It doesn't leach on out of the root zone. So it's really hard to say whether that's, you know, an hour a day, an hour every 2 days. It's just something you have to monitor, I think, and watch your plants and see what they're telling you.
Some people run the hose on top of the ground when needed. Others bury it under the mulch and leave it there. Patton says either way is fine, but if you bury the hose, make sure you know where it is so you don't accidentally chop it. Find more tips for using a soaker hose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Some central Minnesota farmers get free fertilizer from the local wastewater treatment plant. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The St. Cloud, Minnesota Energy, Nutrient, and Water Recovery System is a model for environmental stewardship and economic sustainability. In addition to generating most of its own energy from solar panels and biogas-powered generators, the plant also creates high-quality fertilizers from the water treatment process. St. Cloud Public Services Director Tracy Hodel says the plant processes an average of 10 million gallons of wastewater daily, some of it brought there by local food and beverage companies.
If they didn't have us as an option to bring their product to, they would have to build multi-million-dollar treatment facilities or haul it much longer distances for treatment, which is typically much higher in cost for disposal compared to the small tipping fees that we charge here at this facility.
Hodel says some waste is processed to extract high-quality crop nutrients, which are applied to local farm fields. Hodel says the added investment in the plant to enable these novel recovery processes is paying off faster than expected.
A lot of people think that green is expensive, but actually our experience to date has exceeded our expectations for energy savings and energy efficiency. So green is cheaper, and it's been like that for us. So that helps stabilize our taxes and our utility rates.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. A cattle organization is extending its support for family ranchers and their mental health. As earlier this month, RCAF of USA, meaning the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America, launches a virtual support group called No Ranchers Left Behind. It's a brainchild of Northwest Missouri cattle producer Coy Young.
I thought about it when I got home from D.C. testifying before the U.S. House Ag Committee, you know, on how I could help other guys out in the industry, how I could start something, a platform where we could all come together and either collaborate, even just have a safe space, a no judgment zone for guys to meet there together to talk, you know, and it's all virtual, it's via Zoom. When I went out to D.C. and testified, you know, I was just looking at the numbers and everything, this is going to be a catastrophic year for guys, and we need someplace to go and then talk together.
He goes on to say that he did contemplate suicide back in 2020 as cash cattle prices stalled while the price of the meat counter continued to increase. An article featuring Young was published late last year in the New York Times, overall leading to an appearance before the House Agricultural Committee. Young says the opportunity has encouraged him to reach out to other ranchers across the nation as well.
It's just a safe space for guys. There's no judgment. We're all going through the same things. And hopefully it becomes a great thing. And, you know, a place for guys to come to and, you know, not feel judged, not feel like they're alone, because they're not alone.
Wednesday evenings via Zoom, so anybody in the country can join. Young notes that the support group is intended to provide a judgment-free zone for ranchers and does not provide psychiatric or other mental health guidance. Details and resources are available on the RCAP website at r-capusa.com.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans Rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots. And more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, USDA reporting this year's corn crop nearly fully planted. How many acres actually represent is questionable still. Widespread planting delays up north, along with flooding in parts of the eastern Corn Belt, could impact some planted acres. In the latest crop progress and condition report, as of Sunday, 94% of the corn in the U.S. is planted, compared with the five-year average of 92, 78% emerged. 73% of the crop was in good to excellent condition, up a point from the first rating a year ago. Now, 78% of soybeans planted, compared with the normal rate of 79, 56% emerged. 79% of the winter wheat is headed. That's a little bit below the typical this time of the year. Harvest 5% complete, primarily in Texas and in Oklahoma, just about a point behind the average. 30% of the nation's wheat still good to excellent. That's up a point from a week ago, probably to some of the precipitation that has fallen. By the way, 82% of the spring wheat has been planted. The five-year average at this time of the year is 97%. 84% of cotton done, compared to 76% on average. And pastures and rangelands, good Lexington condition at 28%. That's up 4 points from a week ago, obviously, due to the precipitation that fell over many areas. New major meta-analysis found the BT corn does not damage non-target organisms. The results were published in the USDA Ag Research Service, found genetically modified BT corn has little impact on non-target insects and other organisms, especially compared to growing conventional corn. BT corn is corn that's been genetically modified so it produces proteins to control corn borer, corn rootworm, and other major pests of corn. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Cattle love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compacted, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet, you flash graze it, you still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about streamside grazing at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Wrapping up the week here in just a little bit as we see things kind of mixed across the board. Now, we started off mostly lower with a lot of red on the board overall. We're seeing a little bit of green trying to pop up. Wheat is in the positive now slightly. Corn is mostly higher in some of the later futures. Soybeans, however, are still struggling a little bit on the day. We'll see how we close in just a bit. In the corn market, kind of mixed right now. As July corn is down 1¾ cents. In the red at 7.71¼. September corn is in the green by 1¼ at 7.31 even a bushel. In the wheat market, July KC wheat is up 11¼ right now to 11.65 even a bushel, with September up by 11 cents at 11.71¼. Soybeans, on the other hand, still struggling, losing a lot of the gains they saw yesterday at the end of trading, with July soybeans down 21 cents to 17.48. August down by 17 cents at 16.62¼. Meal markets kind of mixed, with July up $1.50 at 4.29 even, and August down 30 cents at 4.16.90. Oil market, soybean oil for July down $1.44 at 81.19. In the cotton market, a little bit lower here. July cotton is down $1.32 at 145 at 19. And the oats market still struggling, down by 10 cents for the July at 657.5. Quick in the livestock market, we saw things start off lower there as well. Things are still mostly kind of mixed on the board, but mostly lower. Live cattle for June is down 75 cents at 136.30. The feeder cattle for August down $1.37 at 174.65. A little bit of green in the lean hogs right now, with June up by 92 cents at 107.90 overall. U.S. dollar index today getting close to the wrap-up. Sees another decent day of growth here. June index up 93 cents at 104.15. We have 30-year bonds for June down just over a point at 136.12, and 10-year bonds down by a point at 117.11.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
K-State field trials have repeatedly shown that in good growing environments, grain sorghum can be grown successfully in narrow rows, 20-inch or even 10-inch spacing, instead of the conventional 30-inch rows. And a cropping systems agronomist from K-State fully endorses narrow row sorghum production where it's feasible. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. K-State's Ignacio Ciampitti offers these thoughts on narrow row grain sorghum.
Two main points at narrow rows are why they are so relevant. One is connected to weed control, because we wanted to close the canopy early and make sure that we kind of keep that field very clean. Second one is we want to intercept more light quickly, convert all this light into green biomass, and then from there increase yields. That's the overall equation.
But again, the yield potential of a given field will dictate whether narrow row sorghum is likely to work in that field. Here's the yield benchmark that Ignacio likes to use for that.
It looks like when we are using narrow rows and yields are above 70 bushels, which is kind of a medium-low type of yield for sorghum, all the times we see benefits on using narrow rows. And of course, the benefits on the high yielding side, when we are talking about more than 100 plus bushels, are coming because of light interception. So we are closing that canopy much faster, intercepting light. And then in those conditions, narrow rows are excellent. And also we are seeing potential benefits coming that there are indirect benefits on the weed control side.
A prime consideration, of course, is the outlook for growing conditions into the summer, as is the equipment one would use for seeding in narrow rows.
The only point of concern is dry conditions. If we are in a really dry environment, we might start seeing some stress situations. So these narrow rows, they tend to compete much faster, because as we are approximating these rows, we are increasing that early season competition. And then the competition is not only above ground for light, but it's also below ground, the roots, for water and nutrients. So far, most of the data shows that if we are in 100 bushels plus, or even 70, narrow rows is a no-brainer, it's a good practice. Most of the problems that we might face on narrow rows are coming from the planter equipment. And that's one of the things that for many farmers out there, if you are doing narrow rows and if you are changing your equipment, make sure you check your settings. We might need to increase seeding rates just to make sure that you kind of compare these narrow rows when you are using your planter on 30-inch.
That's K-State's Ignacio Ciampitti. More information and research data on narrow row grain sorghum planting from the university can be found at agronomy.ksu.edu. That's agronomy.ksu.edu. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.